And when the satisfaction for social credits come less, we ought to go back to the satisfaction of taking care of our creations. And while modern scientists have built the new empire, postmodern ones are simply decorating it with flowers. And as political instrumentalization becomes ever more invasive, not even truth can be withheld officially. And only who has the courage to completely disappear will be able to whisper meaningful sense until he's oppressed. And in order to evolve our spiritual creature, we also ought to maintain a certain degree of comfort. And ethics today are only able to moralize on the vices of yesterday. Topic of ideologies does not speak out of truth. And if most migrate to try the thrill of a consumer lifestyle, few migrate in search for their fatherland. And the problem is to cement oneself in a soon to be outdated version. And our main struggle is to reconcile all the sensations of a life facing death. And education should be about not teaching what the values are, but how each student should find his or her own. And before giving them up to the social standardization, we ought to provide our offspring with the most unique of heritage. And by producing a content beyond any given form, we won't even be allowed to build a house for it. And we ought to realize that our end will be as unpredictable as our new beginning. And what do we require more from life than the personal discipline we can apply to it? And as long as we have a willing, even idleness can be utilized to work towards it. And we ought to understand that the freedom is far more valuable than the fame that captivates us to society. And it is our spiritual imagination at last that will lead our being to its future resting point. And our all being should be manifested to be streamed as a flow, not to be picked as fragments. And it is only by becoming remote that ourself can echo within other beings. And bringing everything to silence, the rhythm of the great spirit will be heard again. And in essence, what we shall keep is our spiritual filters, and not even what they have filtered. And in our conscious becoming, we develop a language that only by becoming it we will be able to understand. And the more immediate is a pleasure, the more immediate will be its disappearance. And walking the beaten path, our arrogance will stumble fable. And in order to keep our spiritual greatness, we ought to maintain spiritual greatness in our skyline. And in their social enclosure, the bourgeois do not want any changes, but the one improving their enclosures. And beyond any philanthropic idea for our future realities, the best is to provide a picture of our present reality. And by getting exposed, we become a rock developing a higher form of sensibility. And in order to unify the perception of the other, we ought to open up the way we conceive reality. And if something is falling towards one extreme, it can also mean that a new wave of the opposite extreme is coming. And not until it is re-performed, we can get rid of our personal trauma. And our superior strength is in the way we can relate the outer nature into the inner one, and vice versa. And in the process of pouring out the all of our soul, impurities will unavoidably come out. And the only way we can measure each of us is to measure the way we have been committed to our spiritual investigations. And when our production becomes satisfactory without any hope for an applause, we become enlightened. And the truth always lies in between two extremely opposite opinions. And even what we grow we most care will ought to be wanted to allow the stronger branches to grow. And the more we climb the spiritual mountain, the bigger will be the distance. Yet the stronger will be the message. And everything we create should be created to mature with us, yet one day become independent. And the struggle of being independent is that all others will listen to us if we belong to a credible institution. And the discipline we have set to contemplate our everyday life will also transform our everyday life into a more contemplative environment. And all that ideologies fighting for the human rights do not understand that the wise does not want any rights. And producing under a frame that is not ours is yet another form of slavery. And our life should be only accessible like the waters of a river, avoiding to be captured within a basin. And what matters is the delivery of our soul, and nowhere far but to the one we have loved. It is not about blocking our pace or accelerating it, but it is about maintaining a natural pace to pursue our contemplation. And as long as we found a strategy to build for our ultimate goal, we can also relax. And we don't have to fake life with anything exotic, as variety will anyway emerge. And as the education system become available for all, content has become highly relative. And in time of peace, we become more and more enemies of one another, until after the war we become friends again. And heroic enterprises comes often at the beginning of a story, and that is why we need a fresh restart. And the various paradigms we end up into will only use us for their purposes, and that is why we have to create our own paradigm and abandon them. And once fighting is shifted away from the real world, it is no wonder that the most feeble individuals will take over. And in an age where we can either be extremely correct or extremely incorrect, we shall choose to be extremely ourselves. And everything comes back, but always if we are to spin with it. And should we really grow angry because others do not want to share their suffocating comfort with us? And we can only become real humans pursuing a spiritual dream emerging from each one of us, and only projecting our nature in nature we can follow our becoming. And having found a place where to settle, we still need to find a place where to resettle, to recover our energies.